Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
Sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
Jackson from the gun takes the snap. He hands it off and running to the left with a sprint. Hill, a flag on the play as he's tackled by Winovich.
Offside, number 54. Defense, 5-yard penalty. Results in a first down.
Not the first down of this game, according to Baltimore. The Matrix again with a hurry-up first and goal to go for New England. Watson motions left to right with Burke on the single back. They take the handoff and run it to the right. He's clipped down. Undercut with a flag on the play. It's a lineman. Line up on
number
the ground.
69.
Chad Mason guilty of the hole.
10-yard penalty. Repeat second down.
Takes the head-high snap. He drops back. He's pressured. He throws to the right, and he sails it incomplete.
Ball. Illegal use of hands. Hands to the face. Number 30. Defense. 5-yard penalty and automatic first down.
It was McCourty on Sneed with a left-hand jab to the face mask.
Thorough.
It's a good call. He aligns in the staggered stance. The snap from Cox to the punter, Cook. There was early movement for the Patriots on the right side. Was New England drawn off?
Neutral zone infraction.
That's terrible. That's how you beat other teams.
I was going to say, generally, you're the table is turned.
You're getting beat.
Are you stupid or something?
Man.
I'm as stupid does.
Well, I think right out of the gate, you can't have that neutral zone infraction. Cannot have that happen. That's points right there. 4. Right out of the gate. Can't have those mistakes. That is so the other team. That is what you expect every other opponent to do week to week. And the Patriots did it, which is why it's shocking, Shalique Calhoun, to see a Patriot do that. That's not what they do. But it happened. And there were other bad penalties along the way. Bad penalties, bad mental mistakes that happened along the way in the game. Stupid. Really stupid.
I mean, both holding calls were there. The one I thought was ridiculous was the grounding call. Because Brady put the ball up. Dorsett gets to the peak of the route. And he's either breaking left or breaking right. He breaks right. Now, if he broke right, then Brady threw it to the sideline. That's a deliberate throwaway. That's grounding in the pocket. Can't do that. That was a bad call. They botched it. They botched the hell out of that one. On the other stuff, I'm trying to think. No, I mean, took advantage of some of their mistakes. Cyrus Jones gave you one. Ingram gave you one. We converted that to points. That was good.
If they had come back to win, this would be a very short segment on why the Ravens are stupid, because they weren't stupid.
Yeah, they really weren't. They didn't have an offensive penalty until fourth quarter. What'd you think on a 4th-and-1 call? You got to take the points.
Absolutely.
You take points.
I don't find that stupid at all.
You're down 17-0. You've scratched to get back in this game. You've completely swung the momentum. You had a really good drive there. It's a great effort by James White to get in.
Yeah.
He got tripped up, but still to have the wherewithal. And that was almost close to where that was a touchdown, but the toe hit his shoulder.
I don't
take points there.
Yeah, I don't mind them taking the points there. I wish they would have gone for it on 4th-and-9 when they were at the Baltimore 37. That's the one I wish they would have.
So they sent the punt team back out. After Burkhead picked up a lot of yardage on 3rd and forever off a screen.
Yeah, it was 3rd and
25. I'm with you on that, too.
It was 3rd and 25. Yeah. You're on the Baltimore 37.
Baltimore couldn't stop you in the middle of the field.
Why are you punting?
Because the only reason you went backwards was your 2 penalties.
That's a better second guess.
Yeah.
Than the one at the goal line.
No, I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Because I knew that 4th and 9,
and I don't know what play you run, but, you know.
Doesn't matter.
Let's middle it. Let's say you pick up 5 yards. Okay, you give the ball back to them on their own 32.
Sanu and Edelman were both filling it. They both were jamming at that time. And the second I saw Burkhead's elbow down, I'm like, okay, they're going for it here. I didn't even think punt. I was thinking field goal the whole way.
I thought that's tight. What I thought.
Take the points. You come out to start the second half. You get the ball. You can't let them stuff your ass and let that place. You just heard the crowd there after a penalty. That place would have went freaking nuts going into the half. And your head would have been back on a swivel again. You already swung momentum in that game.
I mean,
you take the points, 17-13, and you come out and you were cranking again.
The Patriots did pin them back deep on the punt. Because Baltimore started their drive at the six, and then that's the one where they fumbled.
Yeah.
That's where Ingram fumbled, and Van Noy pops it out. And the Patriots come away with three there instead of a touchdown, which was thoroughly annoying as a Patriots fan, because if you're given the gift of getting the ball at the 19-yard line to start your drive, get that thing into the end zone, especially when you just started the game trailing 17-0. But I think you get a decent point there, Hardy. That's an interesting second guess. You're 4th and 9 at the 37.
Yeah. Was it stupid? No.
No.
I just thought it was I thought it was strange that you would think it would be just a better play there to kick the ball away as opposed to going for it. I mean, you're playing from behind.
Well, we know that in those yardages and that in that spot on the field, Bill will consider going for it. So the question is, at what point in the game is it considered, yes, we do it?
4th and 9 is a little big. A little big, but I think 4th and 5, it's a no-brainer for him. But 4th and 9, and your defense starting to come around a little bit, starting to play better at that time. You only had 2 down linemen. You adjusted, and you had a couple 3 and outs. So, yeah, it's pinning back.
But where they are in terms of time in the game, you know, it's early second, midway through the second quarter. You know, is there a point where later in the game they consider it versus earlier in the game, they say there's still a lot of time left. You know, at what point do they draw that line?
Of course.
I'd love to know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we would consider doing it, even though it is 9 yards, but it's too big. If it were 5, or it was, you know, if it's 4 or 5 yards, as you just said, Zoe, yeah, we'd do it right now. But with it being 9 yards, we won't consider that sort of distance until we're down X amount of points and it's late in the third quarter and we're getting a little bit more desperate. You know, there is that sliding scale there somewhere that that Bill Belichick has in his mind. Love to know what it is. I don't think he's going to tell us. I don't think he's going to.
His own analytics in his brain.
Oh, yeah. Those are his analytics. He decides it and knows it, and that's it. Inside his – it's between his 2 ears.
Right. The analytics when you have Mike Nugent out there as your kicker and you're going for it on every 4th down because you're at your opponent's 25, you know, that's a different kind of analysis.
Bill's analytics are, I thought about it for a minute. And I analyzed it, and then I made a decision.
or
then I stored it in my memory.
Well, like the answer to Tara Sullivan. Did you watch the game?
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch the game?
There's a whole test there.
She asked a good question. You know, a couple of
debatable.
Questions. A couple of questions.
She was trying to get soundbite.
A couple of questions before that he did answer.
Was that her or was that Karen?
No, she asked about taking points instead of she kept going for it.
She kept going.
No, and then a couple other questions were asked, and went back to Tara. And I thought it was an okay question. All right, you've said now a couple of times that the coaching wasn't good enough. You know, what specifically, you know, was wrong?
Did you watch the game?
No, I didn't. I just got here. I'm sorry. I was watching one of my programs on the TV set.
I was watching Hallmark. They got the Christmas movies out now.
That's when he was just being total poly pissy pants.
See, I would just say that what coach, though, in professional sports, you say, specifically tell me how you sucked today, right? And I'm paraphrasing.
That one pissed him off.
What coach is going to answer that question for you?
A lot of coaches answer that question.
He's crusty, but really?
A lot of coaches answer, but the Patriots are never going to answer a question.
20 years
since
he answered that question.
This is what I saw wrong.
He answered that question in 20 years.
If you're telling
this
me
is what I saw wrong, and this is what we can work on for the next time we play them in the playoffs, possibly. Let me give you the game plan.
No, I'm not even saying that. Just like
they know what they're doing.
Who's gonna say I was? I'll tell you specifically why I was terrible today.
The best part of him, it's like one of those. It's like one
of
those.
Anyone ever
movies.
Answered that?
It's like one of those horror movies. Though he's like waiting for that, and then boom, he asks a question, and dead stare, head on a swivel. Excuse me, did you watch the game? Yeah, just got out there. Yeah, we gotta play. Get our coach starts with me.
Well,
Starts with me.
We should listen to the question.
We should do it again.
So you're better off asking.
I want to hear it again.
You think he was justified in the specific situation.
You think he was justified in how he answered and the way he answered?
Yeah, if you know him.
No, he's a dick.
Of course.
Hold on, I want you to know, because you're crapping on Tara.
She didn't even have to ask it because she could already pre-written what the answer was going
to
be.
No, he didn't have to answer it the way he did.
Every single question in those press conferences, they still have to go there and try and get something.
Yeah.
So,
but I knew what he was going to give her.
Was he justified in how he answered and the way he and what he answered?
When you're going to pester him, specifically him on...
He's not pestering. That's his job, to stand up there and answer questions for 3 minutes after a football game. Yeah. And that's not pestering. That's doing his job.
I was entertained.
That is do your job.
I was entertained.
Well, but why weren't you in there to ask your weekly softball?
Right next to her.
Or is that only for Brady?
No.
You should go in there. Get Bill one.
Because I know the answers. You want me pester him? That'll be good.
Why do you consider someone having to do
Bill,
their job?
Bill, why'd you go from three down lineman to two?
Why is that being pestered?
What took you so long to put only two guys down and to get another faster guy on the field? Why don't you try with one of those?
Everybody was wrong. I know. I'm not picking a side in this.
Give it again, Jim.
I don't think you're going to get much.
Willing to take that, say coach better after any loss, or if you're just playing the performance. Is there something specific that you felt you didn't have the team prepared for?
What's obvious? I mean, did you see the game tonight?
The look on his face was brutal.
She questioned him not having his team ready for the game.
I didn't see the video of it. I just heard it.
His head might turn. He was looking for another question.
He could have deflected without saying that. He didn't have to do that.
Right. No, he didn't. But
he could have easily deflected and said.
That could have been part.
He could have said the same thing he always
says. He would have done the same thing.
We had a lot of things we did wrong. I did a lot of things wrong. I got to go back and take a look, because there's a lot to review here from this game. A lot of things went wrong. Next. That's it. You didn't have to do that. He didn't. But I don't think
who was asking.
Bill Belichick or anybody else.
Right.
After a bad loss.
Mm.
It's just a hard one to get an answer on. It was her that asked the questions about before. Those are good questions.
Yeah.
Good ones.
Yeah.
Good ones. That was good stuff.
The taking the points question pissed me off just because I can't believe that became a thing post game. I didn't even think that was a thing during the game at all.
Well,
all of a sudden the Ravens go for a fourth down and everyone's saying, "Oh, the Patriots should have gone for it too."
Do you want him to go for it like Kyle Shanahan went for it after they went offsides and they or
I don't, but people were talking about it.
Called timeout to give him another chance at it after you stopped
it. It's good that the questions were asked because even if you feel like he was right and you're a reporter and you're like, "Oh, Bill did the right thing," but I'm going to ask him about it to get him on the record.
No, he said he thought about
defending
it.
Defending himself.
I thought about it. He said, "I thought about it. Thought about going for a fourth." Yeah, we thought about it.
He did.
Yeah.
So all good.
He honestly answered it.
It's better to have him talk about that.
Well, they think about it on every fourth down.
Good.
I'm sure.
Sure.
All good.
Bill, fourth and nine on a punt, to Artie's point. Would you maybe want to go for that one there?
We'll jump back to your calls coming up next, and then we'll get to Read and React at 11:36. Go nowhere.
Is it hot?
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
Jackson from the gun takes the snap. He hands it off and running to the left with a sprint. Hill, a flag on the play as he's tackled by Winovich.
Offside, number 54. Defense, 5 yard penalty. Results and a first down.
Not the first down of this game, according to Baltimore. The Matrix again with a hurry up, first and goal to go for New England. Watson motions left to right with Burkhead, the single back. To take the handoff and run to the right. He's clipped down. Undercut with a flip.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org. 1NA.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Touch it, squeeze it. You like Journey? Hi, Journey.
Of course.
You like Journey, right, Beetle?
Yeah.
Why don't we give away some Journey tickets in about a half hour?
Oh. Real smooth, though. 11:50. We'll give away Journey tickets. Coming to Xfinity in July with the Pretenders.
You got that little dude with the long hair again singing for him?
I don't know.
How old is Chrissy?
Thriller in Manila.
68.
What little guy are you talking about?
The new front singer for Journey.
Yeah. Where'd they get him from? He was like a karaoke singer, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, they found him on the interwebs.
It was good. It's like that movie Rockstar with Marky Mark. Mark Wahlberg. Still dragging.
Haven't seen that one.
You haven't seen Rockstar?
No.
Hardy hasn't seen Rockstar. That's a good movie.
Yeah, that is a good movie.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Slash in there. It's good.
You get the bye week this weekend, Vito. Watch it.
Can't wait.
You know what I watched Saturday
night? What'd you watch Saturday night, Hardy?
Con Air.
My Name is Dolomite, the new Eddie Murphy movie. Fantastic. Really good. Netflix, I believe.
Napoleon Dynamite?
My Name is Dolomite. Just watch it. You'll like it.
It's a Netflix-only release?
I think so, yeah.
Why were you attacking Con Air over the weekend?
Oh, my God. Do you really want to?
Yeah. So Hardy put out this ridiculous tweet on his Sirius thing. On his
just a conversation thing. And what...
Because
we did what bad movies do you like to watch? And someone said Con Air last weekend, which sparked the conversation. Okay, what movie has the worst talent to quality ratio, like a bunch of talented people involved,
good,
but the quality of the movie is bad. It's a good conversation, right? And I said my example is Con Air.
Good villain.
Nicolas Cage, John Malkovich, John Cusack,
great.
Steve Buscemi, Ving Rhames, and it's a bad movie, right?
You're an idiot, Con Air.
This is, and Zoe leading the charge on this, right?
Yep.
Right?
Great movie.
It's a great movie.
I watched the whole thing. I never turned away from it when it was on.
You think it's a good movie? You
think it's a good movie. So entertain me, yes.
Which part is Nicholas... Now, entertain you is different from being a good movie. You think it's a good movie.
I would put this one...
Like Shawshank Redemption is a good movie.
No, not there. I would equate this to The Rock when Nicolas Cage was in The Rock with Sean Connery. Like, that movie is on par with this one. Con Air and The Rock are two of the same. Where they sort of tough villain... Which was Ed Harris at the time, and they had the gas that was going to break, and it was going to be nerve gas and blow out San Francisco.
So, which part is the best out of all the Con Air features? Is it Nicolas Cage's Southern accent? Is that a good part of the movie?
I do declare that is a good one. Yes,
that's a good.
I like that part.
You like the stuff with the bunny rabbit? That resonated with you?
Not that one.
Okay, so that's bad too.
Let me ask you something else. The part where they were in the airfield, they were shooting up the planes that would look like dinosaurs.
Uh-huh. Do you like the part where they rip off Silence of the Lambs twice, by calling one of the villains Cyrus the Virus instead of Hannibal the Cannibal? Or do you like that they...
It's not a ripoff. It's a totally different name.
Or do you like the fact that they put him, Steve Buscemi, on a gurney with a face mask like they did with Hannibal Lecter? Which part of that is the
that
better of the two?
I mean,
it's
you,
a total
what do you
rip
think?
Off.
There's a rogue. There's a rogue Hannibal eating person.
I like bad movies.
One and only one movie.
I like bad movies too.
Guess what? In a horror movie, the bad guy always runs around with a knife. So you think Halloween's ripping off Friday the 13th or Freddy Krueger or Texas Chainsaw Massacre? It's always somebody that's going to kill
someone. Not one of those has a knife. I don't know what you're
talking
about.
Halloween had a knife.
Okay, no, it's different. Yeah, Halloween did. Not all the other movies.
Yeah, he did. Friday the 13th had a knife.
Yeah, had everything.
He had the white mask. It's the same thing.
He had a
hockey mask versus Michael Myers mask.
Guys, should we settle this by bringing in an aviation expert?
Yes.
All right, let's go to the Volkswagen dealers expert hotline. Bring in an aviation expert. That'd be a guy who's been in a plane many times.
Yeah.
Ken and Lowell. Ken, you ever seen Con Air? What do you make of it?
Nice. You know, the end of the series where the guy is sitting down drinking a tea with make-believe tea with the little girl?
Yes.
Yeah, and he didn't do anything, so that's kind of cool.
Did you want him to do anything to her?
No.
Okay.
No, absolutely no. I mean, those people, you know, they're going to be, you know, they're going to be locked away.
Yeah.
Not do you enjoy the movie. Do you think it's a good movie, Ken?
Yeah.
Well, you also had the insulin with the diabetic.
Jesus. Never mind. Go to your next point. Ken,
do you think it's a good movie, Ken?
Beetle, it was a pretty good movie, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I've seen worse and I've seen better.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly.
It's a good Saturday or Sunday movie. I would term that a good Saturday or Sunday movie, like 16 Candles.
Is it a good movie?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I mean, it's worthy. It's worthy. Whatever. It's worth the watch,
expert.
You know?
Yeah.
But listen, you guys, I heard like a couple of weeks ago, first of all, you were asking about me, and secondly, you get hysterical on the radio.
Well, when were we asking about you?
On a Friday, a week ago.
We said we hadn't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, we usually get you on a Friday.
Just hadn't talked to you in a bit.
Kind of talk about our football shows.
Wonder where you'd been.
So what are you getting hysterical about? I mean, the guy before, I listened to that. It was like the last hour of the show. Guy from Rhode Island says that you guys are getting hysterical about Brady leaving and stuff like that.
I don't remember that call today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that guy Paul in Rhode Island. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He says that we think, you know, he accused us of saying Brady is leaving. Yeah, he's a little
loud. Yeah, well, listen, you can't be getting hysterical on the radio because there's millions of people listening. And if you start getting hysterical on the radio, then everybody's going to start ripping off their clothes and start having sex and looting and smashing windows. And everybody, you can't be getting hysterical.
I love when Ken does bits.
Yeah, Ken had a bit today.
He had a bit.
That was something.
He's been formulating this bit for a week.
The Cappy's copper kettle.
He's been working on it. He's been working his material. He's probably tried it out on a couple of people, right?
I would say this, Ken. When you hear something happen on the show that you have a reaction to, feel free to call within a day or two of when it happens.
Or the same day, within an hour or two.
Yeah.
The call's like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We'd be happy to do it the same day. And then we'd be able to piece it all together and make sense of it. You're asking Zoe and I to recall something from weeks ago now.
Hysterical?
Yeah, it's a big word. You told us not to get hysterical. That would be... Previous caller. Dave's in Arlington today. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Dave.
My worry meter's going up after watching this game. Number one, I look at they only scored 20 points on Buffalo. You know, give credit to Buffalo for what they are this year. They usually suck. But against the Ravens, if not for those two gifts they were given at the run the 20-yard line,
yeah. How was your worry meter after Jacksonville last year?
I don't follow Jacksonville.
Well, I mean, when the Patriots played them, yeah. Are you a Pats fan?
No, I'm a Raiders fan.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
But now he's worried about this team. We had some really good calls today. Calls have been stellar.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What's a bad movie that you like?
A bad movie that I like?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Because this,
you know, milk money. Ed Harris, milk money. And awesome.
What's a bad movie that you like that someone else on this earth has seen?
You ever seen Milk Money?
No.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Nobody in this room. Anyone? Milk Money? No. That's nose
bad
on
movie left. I've seen.
Josh from NBC Sports Boston says, yeah, it's a good movie.
Oh, Grown Ups. Grown Ups, Grown Ups 2.
And that's a... Oh, and you admit
Paul Blart?
That, you admit that's
king
a...
Of bad
Paul Blart?
Movies.
And those are
great movies.
No, a bad movie that you like. Are those bad movies?
Yeah, those are bad movies, but I like them.
But Con Air is not a bad movie.
Con Air is not a bad movie. That's a serious thing. You have that poor woman that's a security guard on there. She,
that's right.
She got a lot to deal with. You're jumping out of planes. You got people talking on the CBs. You got stuff getting blown up.
I think John Cusack's wearing sandals in that movie.
All they needed was John Cusack to hold up a boombox with In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel playing. That would have made that movie.
Bad movie.
In Your
Eyes. Say Anything. Was that a bad movie?
No.
It's a good movie, right?
That's a good movie.
I'd put that movie kind of in that category.
See, I like Armageddon is a bad movie, but I like
Armageddon.
It.
Love it.
Grease 2. Bad
nope,
movie.
Don't like it.
But I'll watch it. It's nostalgic, right?
Ratatouille.
That's a good no, that's a good movie. Movie. That's a good
I'll
movie.
Sit there and watch it without kids. I've watched Ratatouille a bunch without kids. Can't turn it off. Anybody can cook.
I believed you the
like
first
Gusto
time you
said
it. Yep, I did.
Read and React is coming up next. We get back to the football conversation after these headlines.
Oh. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you could clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle. 98.5, the sports up.
It's time to read.
Can we all just agree that beating up your son is worse than blowing a little weed? Yes.
And react.
I don't like it from behind. You keep moving, you know. Kind of like it if he was standing there when the guy turned around.
With Zolak and Bertrand.
Notorious B.I.G. He dressed in all white, right?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, where the hell has that guy been? Dan
been
Shaughnessy.
Nice.
He's been MIA. He's been covering the World Series. He back this week? Is he confirmed? All right.
Hey, Max Lane texted in. Con Air, great movie. That boy.
Another ringing endorsement.
Excellent.
Kenan Lowell and Max Lane.
Yep.
All right.
I'd like to get those two guys on a football show.
Another one. Hardy's a dick.
See, and this is why. Because all the cement heads... Who just, you know, take
everything. So now you got to be cerebral to watch it, right?
No. That take everything you say as gospel, then start filling up with my timeline. You suck. You should go step in front of the train, idiot.
Don't post it then. You can't take the heat. Get out the kitchen, man. Stop cooking the meals.
It's not heat from numbskulls. It's just there's
I got
certain,
I got fallen, man.
There's a certain segment of your following
it's just
that
just. Groupthink nonsense.
Yeah. I hate him. Kill him.
How many people are going to go home tonight and go to Netflix and say a search? C-O-N-A-I-R. Con Air.
Yeah, you don't Netflix. Have to.
Is that different from Netflix or is that similar? Is that the same thing?
You're Netflix. Getting the whole thing wrong. You just can't admit it's a bad movie. I like bad movies too.
I understand why you're saying it's a bad movie.
Right.
I think you're wrong on that. Yeah.
Let's get to the games yesterday. What happened in the league? Let's go.
Oh, okay.
Let's do that.
Read and react. Here we go. Still open for edit. Sorry, this is my fault. I should have checked.
Yeah, should have done that.
I know. Well, you know, it's a busy day. Not a lot of sleep. Here we go. Read and react.
Read. Why can't a punter kick and why can't a kicker punt?
So you can pull it away and see me land flat on my back and kill myself.
React. I will laugh at that every time it's played.
Seahawks beat the Bucks in overtime, 40-34. Russell Wilson, 5 touchdown passes in the game. But after the game, he was asked about his new wide receiver, Josh Gordon. Have we had a chance to talk about this very much?
No.
Not a lot.
No.
Okay. Well, here he's
Russell Wilson talking about it.
Your thoughts on adding Josh Gordon to the mix?
Well, Josh has been a tremendous receiver. You know, I think it's going to be just great having him into the group that we already have. We have so many great receivers already. And so we're excited to, you know, get him here this week. I'm sure he'll do a great job. He'll prepare. He's always, supposedly prepared great and everything else. So it's exciting to have him in our group, and we're looking forward to that opportunity.
You know him at all?
Yeah, I've known Josh for a few years, so we've gotten to know each other over the years.
That's good to have
these two know each other.
Probably from some events they do.
They're NFL players.
Yeah.
A lot of them know each other.
The signings probably together. Popular guys. Josh was at the top of his game a couple years ago, Cleveland.
Yeah.
About this culture would be a fit for him?
Well, I think the thing about this culture that's a fit for anyone, to be honest with you, is just that.
Starting to sound like Pete.
We're all in it together.
Starting to sound like bizarre. Scary.
It's like Nick Caserio sounding like Belichick.
Scary. Starting
or Ben
sound like
Charrington sounding like Theo.
Russell
Wilson is starting to sound like
it's kind of cool here for the players.
Pete Carroll.
We all like each other. It's like a brotherhood and a culture. And Thursday's about the ball. Dan Quinn's going to do it down there. And
what's the adage about college teams adapting the personality of the coach? In the NFL, it's more the quarterback. But what if the quarterback takes on the personality of the coach and it just transfers all the way down?
I've heard stuff like weird. I've heard stuff out of there in Seattle that you're either all in on this guy or you.
About Russell Wilson?
Yeah. You're either all in or like, oh, that's my guy, man. Or you look back and just some guys just talking. You're like, okay, I'm going to function with you, but I'm going to let you do your thing and I'm going to do my thing.
You talking about players?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Can you see it?
I could see that.
I can see it.
I could see that.
Based on what?
Like the Ray Lewis stuff, too. Like,
I could see it, but just based on the way...
Oh, yeah, we run through wall with Ray, but Jesus, Ray, shut up.
I could see it by the way Russell Wilson is. It's like the whole...
And at the end of everything, go Hawks.
I think he's difficult for other players to relate to. You waited until you're married to do what? What?
Yeah, it's the whole Sierra thing. Go Hawks.
Yeah. I don't know that I can relate to that.
I like him. I think he's the head MVP candidate. I think he's the leader. I do.
All right.
And real quick, though, Josh Gordon, Tyler Lockett, DJ Metcalf. Some big boys out there to throw to.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be nice for him.
Mm.
12.6 receptions per play.
React. I think there's more of that coming for today, if you didn't get it already.
You think UMass will work on some defense this week?
Oh, boy. Colts lost to the Steelers, 26-24. Brian Hoyer, 3 touchdowns. He went in for Jacoby Brissett.
One bad throw.
Here's coach after the game.
Just in the more MCL-ish, I don't know. I think they got to get a closer look at it. But I think at this point it looks like a sprain, but we'll see to what degree. I think we got to see how it responds. I'm not exactly sure, to be honest with you.
I got hit exactly like him when I was playing a preseason game against the Rams in Anaheim. And I heard a pop, and I thought my ACL went. It was my left leg. And it was MCL, second degree MCL. And Parcells was the coach at the time. And you just feared losing anything. I was holder at the time, too. I remember I couldn't even bend my leg. I'm still going out there to hold because you don't want to give up any job. And the pain in that thing. MCL suck because you have no stability, especially at that position, quarterback. And that's your lead foot. That's his left knee for Brissett. He got stepped on and he got rolled into.
Yep.
That's definitely a knee. That's a knee to me. That looks like MCL all the way.
That sucks for him.
That's a bitch, too. That thing's going to linger 6 weeks.
Brito takes a snap. Ball falls down.
Ball falls down. Ball falls up.
Dolphins got their first win of the year, 26-18 over the Jets. Ryan Fitzpatrick after the win.
I just feel like we're trending right now, you know?
Trending?
One win.
Just trending?
Well, trending on Twitter.
And we have been the last few weeks, so it's nice to put a win in the win column. But, I don't know what you want to call it. We could call it pre-Aqib Talib and post-Aqib Talib, maybe, if you want to. But
it's a fun
sure what jersey number they're going to give him, but, you know, we're trending in the right direction, and guys are putting in the work and doing the right things.
He cut his sleeves. Nice jersey for Fitzpatrick.
Good for Brian Flores, but I'm more interested in the mess that is the New York Jets.
Did you know that Gase was the last time they won, Gase was the head coach against the Patriots last year. Last time they won. Gase is the opposing coach yesterday. Problem is, their chances to get the number one overall pick went from like 68% down to 52%.
But speaking of Jamal Adams and Adam Gase.
A lot of stats today.
Does the team have faith in Adam Gase?
You've been around this long enough, Jamal. You know a lot of people will say the answer is fire the coach. They did that with Todd constantly in your first couple years here. People are already saying that about Adam. Does this team believe in Adam?
Right now, Adams is our coach, and I'm pretty sure he's going to continue to be the coach. So we have faith in him.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that doesn't sound like a yes.
Silly question, though.
He's the coach. How the hell do you want me to say no to this answer?
Yeah, Jamal.
I don't think they're going to fire him, so I can't tell you no, yeah. But read between the lines.
Hey, Jamal, in your first couple years here, you had Todd Bowles coach. He's in his second-year player. 1 year. Mm. You only had him 1 year. You didn't have a couple years.
That's not going to change. Whoever's in the building, that's who we're riding with. So I got his back, and that's just what it is.
Yeah, they don't have your back. Ooh, they took calls on me. Ooh. Dude, how dare you disrespect me?
They're going to fire Adam Gase.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to write that wrong.
Three.
Reaction. Sitting in my lab late one night.
Raiders beat the Lions 31-24.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. It was John Gruden's first game in Oakland going back to September.
Thank the mayor and everybody for letting us play a home game again. It was great to get in here. I mean that. Our fans were awesome today, and we needed them all.
What?
What's he talking about?
I really don't know.
They've been on the road since September.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Thank you to the mayor.
For allowing them to play there.
Is that a joke? Is he ribbing the mayor?
No, like they don't. There's people that don't want them to play there. The mayor's like, they're going to freaking play here.
Yeah, well, there's something going on with the stadium there. And there's issues. A referendum with whether or not the team was going to be able to take over certain ownership of it. And it was the commissioner of baseball who phoned up and said, hey, if you don't fix this thing, then the A's are going to leave too. So
where was the game when they played the Bears? Was that London? Where were they for that one? All right. I don't understand why.
Yeah, it's Bears.
Mayor, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mitch too yesterday. He did pretty good, huh? MVP Mitch.
By the way, Derek Carr cracked a few jokes about coming back home.
We miss our baseball field. But every time I look down, I remember it. It's sad. It hurts my heart that we won't see it again. Maybe I'm not being serious. But to be home, to sleep in my bed was nice. You know, I came home on Friday and I was like, oh yeah, I get to stay. Like I get to hang out with my kids. You know, and they make me be a dinosaur or something. You know, I was like, this is better than a plane flight. That's for sure.
They've been working at their facility every day,
right?
During the week, haven't they? He's been sleeping in his own bed.
Oh, I think they fly him to
Monday
Alaska.
Through Friday.
They put him on like one of those white planes, like they do that at Area 51, and they train in Alaska and come back.
I'm not missing anything, right?
There's obviously a big concern for them, though.
Okay, a big part of their story right now.
I'll tell you what, it's nice to have the mayor have us back. Good to be back.
99, you'll get a great meal. 99 restaurants, always the real deal.
I that whole day Friday, I went home singing that song. Then I got it out of my mind, and now it's back in.
Journey tickets, we're giving them away coming up next.
Nice.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ooh, anytime that you want me. Ooh, anytime that you need me.
I don't like what he's done. Two Journey songs he's played so far.
And you don't like either of them?
None of them, my top 10.
Yeah.
All week.
Yeah. Jim going for the B-sides here.
Sounds like the Beatles.
This doesn't get me jacked up for this. Caller 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to see Journey with the Pretenders coming to the Xfinity Center in July. Tickets are on sale this Friday through Ticketmaster.com. Call the contest line. Win yourself some Journey tickets right now. We're giving them away all week long. Every day, right, Jim?
Yeah, with this crappy music.
Every day. No, it's just not our preferred song. That song.
You're not playing like Stone in Love. Yeah.
You want to play it every single day this week?
Yeah, Jim. You must be that jerk already. One day.
One loss. One Patriots loss.
Jimmy, excited for the Bruins game tonight?
You want to hear the one Journey song that got the intern Jimmy to go, ooh.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Let's hear that. Let's hear it.
It's a good one. Oh, I love it. Open arms.
I was just playing little bits of every song, and this one hit, he goes, ooh.
Sexy, huh?
I think it's the intern.
See, sometimes I like you. He's into trying to endear himself to me.
Lying beside
you. Want him to sing it to you?
It. Everybody likes this song. It does make you sad after a bad loss. What a bad loss. I mean, it's a loss.
I want to hear Zoe talk about the game over this song for the next however many minutes, 2-3 minutes.
Yep. Lamar Jackson takes the knee for the final time. And the Ravens savoring this win over the Patriots here in Baltimore. Lamar Jackson, the second-year quarterback, leading the Ravens to their 12th win in his 15 starts.
Shut up, Statman.
37 points tonight, including a defensive score against a Patriots defense that came in along with 7.6.
How about this? Tackle him with open arms. How about you come up to the line and you do this? You open your arms and say, come here, number 8. Give me a hug, big boy. Here I am, in the A-gap, with open arms. How about when he throws a stupid pass off his own player's helmet, you open your arms to catch the ball? They could have 2 gifts, 3 gifts. Bet if you gave Adam Butler a sandwich, he'd open his arms. Here's a football. Yeah.
How'd Danny Shelton look on the 53-yard run? Did he do okay on that play?
Got walled off?
Yeah, they all did.
Hey, but that's a guy. He's got 2-gap responsibility. If he's running outside, it's not his job. I mean, Vince used to do a little bit of that. Go down a line of scrimmage and make a play. Vince ain't going to run downfield. Right. Yeah. I thought maybe he could have caught a break on the Edelman one. Maybe the knee could have been down. Yeah, he fumbled that.
Yeah, no, he did. Yeah. Wasn't even close. Bill's in Exeter today. Hi, Bill.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just actually got a comment to make as far as the mental mistakes that were made, and if we would have eliminated those, I believe it would have been a lot more competitive. I mean, the neutral zone infractions and just movement on the line, it was uncharacteristic of our team, man, that we haven't done that in any other game. And I believe if you eliminate that, I still think we would have won, even though I think we got outplayed, but I think it would have been in grasp, and I do believe we would have won.
Well, I mean, next time you face this team, it would be in the playoffs. So now what you have to do is you have to keep pace ahead of them. You know, they got you on head-to-head. Their record's even, they beat you head-to-head. You got to go down there. You don't go down there again. Not to say you can't function and play down there. You didn't play your best game, but you're still in it. You came back. I thought you showed some grit being down 17-0. They've never been tested like that yet this year. They played from out in front. Every away game you played was a home game, so to speak. Your crowd traveled and traveled well. They traveled a lot of Patriots fans down to this one, too. But it's just Baltimore's good football environment. Great football environment. Night game down there. He dropped your nuts a little bit in this one.
Are you worried about that back. For Baltimore, record-wise?
Well, I mean, you're getting to the point now. Okay, so now you're 8-1. They're all of a sudden
6-2.
6-2. You get some rest here. I'm not worried about it yet. See, Baltimore's going to screw up. You know why? You barely beat Cincinnati by 6. They got hosed by Cleveland. Cleveland, like, beat them by 21 or whatever it was. They're going to have another hiccup or two. Pittsburgh's coming on. Pittsburgh is coming on.
They've got some tough games. I mean, they have the Texans. like the Patriots do. They've
got Pittsburgh will play them tough.
They've got the 49ers. They've got the Bills.
All of a sudden, after losing, starting 0-3, Pittsburgh's 4-5. So, won a couple in a row now. They're rallying around the young quarterback. They're able to run the football. They're turning the football over. I'm trying to think who else they got. I'm looking at this, too. Like, Kansas City's at three losses.
Did you say they were 4-5?
Yeah. They're 4-4. I'm sorry. That's pretty good to be back at 500 because their season was toast week three. Toast.
They're in the hunt.
So that's a credit. Hey, as much as you like to hammer Tomlin, you know, back against the wall, started to get him playing better for a month. I mean, that's with a backup quarterback. That's tough to do.
Let's get a check of the headlines. 90 seconds, no commercials. Come back to this game. Patriots, Ravens, Pats suffer their first loss of the season last night. We'll talk about it coming up. No commercials.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.